So how would you say you manage your business more efficiently?
Yeah, technology. Yeah. Through technology. And if businesses, you know, the visionary businesses that see, you know, through technology, how they improve their processes, reduce costs, and those are the kinds of clients that we like to work with best, and they get it, and it's enjoyable to do that. And you know, now it's moving into the healthcare space, which is great.
Right? You're based out of Lansing. Talk about some of the big companies that you've worked with.
I'll put it this way, because we get into the issue of who we can say and can't. Okay, mm-hmm. But we deal with. Needless to say, we deal with a lot of the large insurance companies. We deal with a number of the large healthcare systems, financial institutions. So the best way to describe it is if you think about, you know, companies that their crown jewels or their key asset is their technology, you know, infrastructure. That's who we work with. Large manufacturers in Indiana, you know, pharmaceutical companies. You know, think about a pharmaceutical company that does all of that R&D testing, and they're crunching on computers all day long, right? So there's where we work, because, you know, we get into the really heavy-duty iron, as we call it, right? These computer systems can get pretty expensive on the hardware side, and so, yeah.
We've been talking about how physicians are going paperless, and not only is this a more efficient way to do business, but it's the law. Basically, with the Obama health plan, physicians are going to have to get this done. Ed, do you know what's the percentage of physicians who have already gone paperless?
Well, right now, we probably receive about 95% of our claims come in electronically. So we've got a good percentage of claims being submitted to us on an electronic basis. But that's a little different than what we've been talking about this morning with Andy. But I also want to add a couple other things that I think people will be interested in. You know, here we are, we're talking about technology, online. And the last thing that I want people to become afraid of is that this is going to become impersonal. One of the ways a McLaren Health Plan has been differentiating itself in the market, and the reason we've been getting such great response from people, is our personal touch. You know, we answer our phones in less than 30 seconds. We call people before the effective date of the health plan, our health care coaches, say, how are things? Are you comfortable? We come on site with nurses and pharmacists and make sure that everybody understands their benefit before it starts. And then after the effective date, we make an outreach phone call to each member and say, how are things going? And we do a follow-up 90 days after that. So I want everyone to know that at the same time we're talking about all these great new tools that are out there on the internet, there is no way that we're going to lose our personal touch, because that is paramount, it's critical, and I'm telling you, there's nothing more comforting than talking to somebody that where you can say, what should I be doing? Give me some advice, other than Googling it and coming up with something that may be a totally misdiagnosis on the internet.
Well, that's got to be a nerve-wracking thing for someone who's not very comfortable navigating on a computer, to have to try and fill out these forms with all this information and to think they're going at it alone.
Yeah, and that's how, you know, that I just want everybody to be real clear on that. You know, our mission is to help people understand and provide counseling and let them get the best treatment possible that suits their needs.
And more so than just enrolling online, we've been talking about, Andy, the ability for hospitals and physicians and pharmacists and all these people to have access to all this information. And a physician could be talking to the pharmacist and looking at the same information instead of that chicken scratching that they'll have on a piece of paper, or the pharmacist that's got to help when it comes to giving better care.
Right. Brought up another key initiative we're working on. You know, again, one physician had, you know, just with prescription, you know, the just again, you know, eliminating that piece of paper where you got to walk, you know, then you got to drive over to the pharmacy and, you know, drop it off and all that. You know, writing the script, whether it's through an iPad, however you do it, boom, immediately send it to the pharmacy.
Well, and Andy, I don't know if you've ever read or tried to read a doctor's handwriting,
right.
Figure out what the thing says is going to improve dispensing. And it's going to be a lot more accurate.
Right. There was a I mean, to your point, Tony, there was a great commercial, and I wish I remember the name of the company, but if you've seen it, and this will resonate, where there's a gentleman sitting on an examination table, and a doctor asks him a question about some past treatment he had or some past condition. He said, have you ever been looked at for, and the guy starts to roll his eyes, and all of a sudden, kind of in the background, there's this auditorium. And there's all of these doctors or whatever sitting there. Yeah, you know, on August 14th, 1978, he was checked. And that's what they're trying to say this will do, right, is that nobody, there's no guesswork. You take guesswork out. You take out. And then you also take cost out. So now let's transform it to the cost side of the equation. So the flip side in my business is I buy healthcare for my employees too. And we talked about this before we get on the air, and it's scary and it's challenging for any company, let alone a small business, with the cost of healthcare, right? And every year. And in fact, we just went through our renewal, and my controller said, well, we kind of, you know, we are continually looking at ways to ourselves, right, to manage the costs. I mean, not get them down, just try to keep them in check, right? Because they just go up double digits every year. And she said, this is going to be it. You know, now that when healthcare reform hits, we're going to get nailed next year, right? So these systems, if you will, in my opinion, because for instance, if I go to a hospital and a doctor orders a test, but yet I had that test done in another hospital maybe a few months earlier, well, there's no information exchange today. So they have no idea. So they order it again, right?
Right. Think what that'll do with imaging.
Imaging is
MRIs, PET scans, X-rays, being able to have that up in this cloud of information, so that if you're traveling and something, you know, aberrant happens, you can have your physician review it and take a look, and everyone's consistent on the diagnosis.
And Andy, as we just talked about a few seconds ago, how cool would it be for multiple people to have all this information, whether they're not in the same room or not, there it is, and you got your team there able to diagnose whatever you need.
Yeah. That's right. It's if you think about how technologically advanced our society is, in a lot of it, phones and internet, but how far behind the eight ball we are relative to what we've done with healthcare. It really is kind of surprising and amazing, because we are way behind the eight ball, right? As a country, right? Or maybe, I don't know, as a society. So. It will be a huge benefit to us all for quality of care, to Ed's point, cost containment. But boy, it's a huge undertaking. Because remember, that information's got to move up the chain. It's got to move up into these repositories where it's regional, then statewide, and then nationally. So like the states are getting federal government to help them with this, right? I mean, there's a lot of push on this to fund this thing and get this off the ground.
Hey, and Andy, help is on the way. And your health care costs. We're real close to being able to help you insure your people out of state. And
we're going
to
talk.
We're going to definitely talk.
Okay.